Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Joining us now from ALReporter.com, Bill Britt from Montgomery on everything and anything of importance happening. And it is busy in Montgomery right now. Bill, welcome back in. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on, JT. Yeah, there's storms rolling over Montgomery right now. I guess the legislature's left town, so the rain's on its way.
You're not talking about the weather either.
Not just the weather.
All right, well, let's talk about what's happening in Montgomery. First of all, the big story this week, John Merrill admitting to the extramarital affair as this woman came out and basically spilled the beans. Still not sure of the motivation behind her doing that. Obviously, damaging to John's career, his family life, John denying it at first and then admitting it. But now there's more pressure on John Merrill as the Democrats want him to resign for, I guess, racist comments that she says he made. John Merrill denies it. So this isn't going away as far as John Merrill is concerned.
No, it's not. And the Democrats calling for his resignation is not what should be worrying Secretary of State Merrill. What should be worrying him is that Republicans at the State House are also talking about impeachment. And while it's not gained a lot of traction yet, just having that conversation widely spread throughout the State House should be of concern. Now, the big question in my mind is impeaching for what? You know, and I don't say this flippantly, but the Ethics Commission has ruled that sex is not a thing of value. You know, we don't know whether he's used state money or inappropriately used state vehicles or property or anything. That's a tough one right there. That's a tough one. I don't know. But right now it is being considered. It takes three-fifths to get a vote on impeachment, but only a simple majority to convict. So I think that's an unlikely scenario. But look, he has embarrassed the party. He's embarrassed the governor. I mean, the governor's statement was about as harsh as any I have ever heard KIV make. It was really something to read what she said.
Did she come straight out and ask for resignation, or did she fall short of that?
Oh, she felt short of that. I mean, she said it is always uncomfortable when someone in public life, especially an elected official, betrays the trust of his family, his constituents, and those who have supported him. My thoughts and prayers are with all who have been negatively impacted by these poor decisions and choices. She did not say her thoughts and prayers were with John Merrill. That's, to me, a very condemning statement by...
Yes. No, absolutely. And she had to come with that statement. Any word from John Merrill or his attorneys or anybody in his camp, I don't know his financial status, but I would imagine, you know, he needs the salary for the job. He does a great job as the Secretary of State for the state of Alabama. But, yeah, there's a lot of heat on him right now. Any word from John, have you heard?
No, haven't heard anything. I imagine he's laying low, which is what I think he should have done in the first place and let this play out before he jumped in the middle of it. But again, you know how it gets. You know, you could easily say he who is without sin cast the first stone. But in Montgomery, that's the stones fly if it looks like it's going to hurt you politically.
All right, well, quickly, on the medical marijuana bill, it looks like it's advancing. We're getting closer to this passing, perhaps.
Yeah, we got one more health. The Health Committee and the House has to consider it. They will take that up next week. And came out of judiciary pretty well. And so if it comes out of health, it goes to the floor. And we might see something positive come out of this session for people who suffer from pains and illnesses that can be treated by this medical marijuana.
Also, real quick, as we are going to relate this to Dr. Sonia Heath joining us next from UAB's Infectious Disease Department to talk about vaccines and everything coronavirus, the Senate now in Alabama voted unanimously to support the bill sponsored by Arthur Orr to protect us from a mandate that would require individuals to present the COVID-19 vaccine passport to get services. So good news there, as the mandate is being lifted on the masks today at 5 o'clock. This looks like it's going to go as well.
Yeah, and I think the Biden administration even came out and said they are not supportive of a COVID vaccine passport. There's so many ways that your personal information could get hacked out of something like that. That's the real problem there.
Yeah.
Business was clamoring to get it done, but it's just a bridge too far. Nobody wants their personal information out there on some app. I mean, just what we've got out there is scary.
Yeah. More problems with identity theft. No, thank you. All right, Bill Britt, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again next week.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.